The Flowers of Evil by Charles Baudelaire. The Dance of Death. Carrying bouquet and handkerchief and gloves, proud of her height as when she lived, she moves with all the careless and high-stepping grace and the extravagant courtesan's thin face. Was slimmer waist e'er in a ballroom wooed? Her floating robe, in royal amplitude, pulls in deep folds around a dry foot, shod with a bright flower-like shoe that gems the sod. The swarms that hum about her collarbones as the lavish streams caress the stones conceal from every scornful jest that flies her gloomy beauty, and her fathomless eyes are made of shade and void. With flowery sprays, her skull is wreathed artistically and sways, feeble and weak, on her frail vertebra. O charm of nothing decked in folly! They who laugh and name you a caricature, they see not, they whom flesh and blood allure, the nameless grace of every bleached bare bone that is most dear to me, tall skeleton. Come you to trouble with your potent sneer the feast of life? Or are you driven here to pleasure's Sabbath by dead lusts that stir and goad your moving corpse on with a spur? Or do you hope, when sing the violins and the pale candle flame lights up our sins, to drive some mocking nightmare far apart and cool the flame hell lighted in your heart? Fathomless well of fault and foolishness, eternal alembic of antique distress, still o'er the curved white trellis of your sides the sateless wandering serpent curls and glides. And truth to tell, I fear lest you should find among us here no lover to your mind. Which of these hearts beat for the smile you gave? The charms of horror please none but the brave. Your eyes' black gulf, where awful broodings stir, brings giddiness. The prudent reveller sees, while a horror grips him from beneath, the eternal smile of 32 white teeth. For he who has not folded in his arms a skeleton, nor fed on graveyard charms, recks not of fur below, or paint, or scent, when horror comes the way that beauty went. O irresistible with